you know, I look at your painting, I have a vision. Green Man Comes to Fix the Dying Land, another painting that's at the exhibit. And first of all, again, it's stunning. It's a moving experience just to look at this. But then I wonder about the vision that sets you to create something like that. Does that come out of a dream? Does that come out of you being in the woods and thinking? Or how does that manifest?
You know, my work is not a dream. It's visions, visionism, and thinking. So that's the difference between surrealism, which they go into their dream time, where I go into my thinking time, I go into my visionary, and I think about things for a long time before I create them. I have talked to friends, and you know, I think about things for a long time. I paint trees, but I paint them from memory. I paint most of my stuff from memory. I very seldom use photography to blow it an image onto a canvas and paint that way, like the old style painters would take an image, and it. It creates style. Like, if I'm walking around for 30 years in the bush, I've seen trees. I've gone through places. I know certain trees are going to be there. And I'm a part of the land. And so I don't take the... I honor it I come back to my studio and I think about all those times that I was out there, and I think about from my memory, and then I start to make a tree. And that's how I draw the landscape, is that I take it from memory. So I think about residential school and what happened to all those kids that were raped and molested. All the girls and boys and all the children that died there. I think I thought about it for a long time, and it created a lot of tears, sorrow, and sadness in my heart. And I thought about it for a long time. And then I made the piece, Residential School Dirty Laundry, that's in the exhibition. It's all these little boys and girls' underwear laying on the floor in the shape of the cross, and with little boys and girls' underwear, red spots on their behinds where their bums are, that they're bleeding, the violation by the priest. So this is Canada. This is Canadiana. This is supernatural British Columbia. This is what we did to Indian people. This is what you represent. This is Canada. So I'm showing Canada, this is how you treat me. This is what you are. This is who you are as Canadians. And this is the kind of respect that you gave Native people. So I know that there was a graveyard there at the residential school, because I went to a funeral when I was a kid. And I know my little friend, that when she died, I asked my dad, I said, she passed away, and that she got a tick in her hair and went through her body. And so I know the kids died there. My first day going to public school, I came back home and I talked to my dad and said, you know, how come there's no graveyards at the public school? And he sat there, looked at me, and he said, no, it's not like that. They don't do that there. So I kind of looked at him, and you know, it was like, wow, that's quite different. You die at residential school, but you don't die at public school?
It's a step up.
that was the difference.
When you were when you were in first grade, or
I was in first grade. And so when I went to the public school, I was in grade 2 and 3, so it was grade 2. So
you're like an 8-year-old kid thinking about this shit.
Well, you had to, because the first day that they changed the law for me to go to public school, I was walking to Della Brocklers for grade 1, and my friend said, what are you doing? And he said, they changed the law. I have to go to the public school. And he was just happy as could be, just jumping up and down. He said, we're walking down the road. He's going, yeah. So for the longest time, we were neighbors. And I used to get up with my dad, and we'd go to the residential school. So I went from one segregation to the next, from being with a whole bunch of natives to being with a whole bunch of immigrants. It was completely two different types of segregation, but they were segregation. And they were ongoing. So residential schools did not stop for a long time. So I'm always interested in history, and I'm always going to... I'm always dealing with the past, the present, the future. If I'm going to think about the problems that we have on this planet, then I may not have the rights as a native person in this country, but I can still, you can't stop me from having the vision to paint them, to record history as these things happen. You know, yes, we are going to have global warming. No, it's not going to stop. If you want to save the world, make the electric car in 25 years. And ban the gasoline cars and give them no license. And only the electric car can be built. Now you just sound like a politician, aren't you? That's lost all time. And I'm going, you know, it's not my job. I'm an artist. I'm here to tell you that if you don't build the electric car,
it's over.
We're screwed.
Yeah.